And we're with the military medium, Dean McMurray. We're going to take your calls with him this hour. Just general questions, or if you want a specific reading, just ask him a question and he'll fire away. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with Dean McMurray, of course, the military medium. I like that title, Dean.
Well, thanks.
How did you coin that? Who called you that?
You know, it's funny. My wife did. And when I first started, my wife said, you should use military medium as a title. And I said, that's stupid. And I love my wife. But at the time, you know, anybody that kept, you know, from that military mind aspect, thinking it's corny, that's what I meant. But, you know, I guess in my language, I was like, oh, that was kind of, you know, kind of silly. That's what I was thinking. And it won't really resonate with a lot of folks. And so I was just going with psychic medium Dean McMurray. And then eventually it got to the point that, you know, kind of like businesses do, I said, I feel that I need to rebrand myself. And, of course, I went back to military medium, and my wife stood there looking at me like, I told you so. And I was like, yeah. So, yeah, and it was really embraced by a lot of people, which was great to see, really resonates with a lot of folks. So, yeah.
Good for you. Now, what is the best moment you've had as a psychic medium?
Oh, Lord. You know, I think the best moment that I had is to not only, tell a mom that, well, she wasn't a mom yet, but tell her that, you know, Spirit was telling me that she was going to have a baby girl, and here she was telling me that it's medically impossible and, you know, how it's really difficult for her to even talk about it. And a year later, where she actually brought the newborn girl to my gallery. And so that miracle moment. And I think the other one that would really top the charts is where I was called to a hospice unit by a wife that of a veteran, and he was passing of a brain tumor.
Oh, geez.
And which is difficult, right? And
yeah, of course. Yeah.
But you know, to be in that room with the veteran and the entire family, and to be able to connect to the veterans, you know, not only mother, but, you know, family, and just to reassure that he's going to be okay, accepted on the other side, and that, you know, everything is copacetic, so to speak, you know, bringing him a sense of peace, but not only that, but the family still gives me goosebumps to talk about it, because it was something that I was just like, whoa, you know.
What do you think of the spirit world at this point?
You know, spirit world to me really hasn't changed any, although you know, human world's kind of gone crazy. But, you know, spirit world is still the beautiful, loving, supporting place that it's always been. It's just, you know, taking the time to listen to it and to be aware of it.
Has it made you, being a medium and psychic, has it made you more aware of what life after death should be?
Well, I guess, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, the spirit realm per se. It's just all the experiences that have added to, you know, I guess what you would call my knowledge base, right? And so what I understand truth to be, because everybody has their own version of it, but what I understand, you know, understand it to be, and but it's just from me doing readings over and over and having these experiences, you know, extrapolate my own understanding of, and with spirit showing me, so.
All right, you ready for calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
They are rolling in for you. Let's start by going to Brendan in Texas. Brendan, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you guys so much. It's always an honor. I just wanted to say that Coast to Coast is like another little family to me, and I appreciate you guys putting in the effort to do a live show every night. We all appreciate it.
Thank you,
Brandon. There's a lot of us that listen.
Really appreciate that.
I'll make it quick so we can get to other people. Have you ever had visions of combat while channeling your people that you're trying to help? And I also wanted to throw in a quick little anecdote. You said that you had a voice tell you to move. Thought it was funny. Hitler wrote about the same thing in his book, saying a voice told him to move, and a bomb went off where he was standing. So spirit saved Hitler. That's interesting.
But you know, it's interesting. You, Brendan, you talk about have I ever gotten visions of combat, if you will, while doing a reading? And yes, I actually have, because some of the deceased that I was connecting with, obviously some veterans, as far as, you know, connecting back to maybe some of their fellow comrades or, the loved ones or whatever, saying, oh, he's obviously whether it was a World War II veteran or maybe even Vietnam, whatever the case was. But sometimes you get some glimpses of that, and that, because was part of their world, that was part of the evidential information that they need to bring forward. So, yes.
As a psychic medium, and you had this ability when you were a youngster, when did you really realize it, when you were that young?
No, I was never aware of it when I was young, George. It was happening in my last 3 years of military service.
Really? But I'm sure you had the ability.
Well, again, as I shared earlier, I believe we all have it. But I wasn't aware of it. My mom always said that made a lot of sense. You were a very, sensitive kid, so to speak, and had a pretend friend, all that great stuff. But, I don't remember it. I really tried really hard to go back and to, get some glimpses, if you will, or think back of some moments, maybe speaking to spirit or deceased loved ones showing up. And I can't, for the love of, everything, that I can't remember a specific incident when I was younger. But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. But the thing is, again, it happened from what I was cognizant of. That was more in my 40s as it started blossoming.
All right, back to more calls. Let's go to Lori in Stillwater, Minnesota, first-time caller. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I am wondering if he sees someone around me or who he sees around me, and if there's any guidance on shifting childhood patterns that keep me from moving forward in my life. Keep me from a livelihood that is fulfilling and relationships and such.
Okay. Okay, a loaded question. That's a big one there, Lori. Thanks for a call, by the way. So I do have a female that steps up around you. One of the biggest things that immediately what she does is she shares that she passed from cancer, and I do see her with glasses. Now, one of the things that's very specific about this female is that I feel a very heavy quilt with her, so I'm understanding that she was a quilter. But one of the things that, and just heavy, like I keep on tasting like heavy breads or smelling like just a prolific baker, right? But one of the things, you talk about the 15 childhood patterns, Lori, that keep on popping up around you. This is interesting because I don't know if you've ever looked into past lives, but there's a connection to past lives for you that is beyond probably what you're looking at currently. And I think a lot of that healing is going to come from recognizing what happened back in the past life that is currently causing you issues now in your current life, if that makes sense. A lot of times when we start healing not only generational trauma, but also going in and looking at if there was any past life issues, then sometimes that lesson that wasn't learned back then starts cropping up in our life currently.
Does that help you, Lori?
Very interesting, because as I was listening on hold, I thought, I also want to ask if he reads anything about people's past lives. And I thought, well, I didn't say that when the person took my call, so maybe I shouldn't add that. That's very interesting you pulled that up.
Thanks, Lori.
There you go.
Good luck to you.
You know, start looking into it. Thanks, Lori, for the call.
How many readings do you do?
Well, it varies, George. You know, like sometimes completely slam, but, you know, I control my own. It's not like I have a booking agency. I control it myself. I don't have a staff. You know, I got some web-based programs that help me. But so, you know, if the kids got a lot of sporting events or whatever, I'm there, right? I can schedule time off. But I would really say that it varies. You know, typically book up, you know, sometimes a couple months out, whatever the case is, sometimes further. It all depends time of year. And typically what I see is a lot of people, obviously, around Christmas and, of course, Halloween, the fall, winter time frames, holidays, typically are a little bit busier than other times.
Steve in Maryland, east of the Rockies. Hi, Steven. Go ahead.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Dean McMurray, are you any relation to Fred McMurray?
You mean the actor?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I am not.
Okay.
Good question, though, Steve.
That would just be coincidental. I keep having dreams of that my father... my father was a Marine Corps veteran, Okinawa, Iwo Jima, and he was aboard ship, and he was part of a crew that mounted a 20-millimeter Oerlikon cannon shooting down kamikaze planes.
Oh, wow.
And I keep having recurring dreams of seeing these battles through his eyes back in the day. And you just mentioned that we all have some kind of a degree of ability to be a medium.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm starting to get a glimpse of that. But I don't know how can I be sure?
Well, you know, the thing that I would say is, you know, Steve, and I would share this with everybody is what does it feel like? And I know sometimes it's hard to discern, you know, what's just a dream or not, but. You know, in reality, if you haven't personally experienced that, how could you visualize something that you never experienced and get the level of detail or evidential information and, you know, and try to validate it? Maybe that's, you know, write it down. Write down, journal down these experiences and then take it back. And somehow if you can, you know, get it validated, that really lends credence to what you're seeing. As well.
Good job, Dean. You do a marvelous job with people, too, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Steven, thanks. Let's go next to Jesus in California. Jesus, thanks for calling.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can I take another speaker?
You're good.
Okay, I'm so thankful and for you, George, and the team for presenting me with the with this valuable information for me, and thank you so much, sir. I can't remember your name, but the thing is that I find your stories and yourself is very intriguing and honest, and that's why I called, because so the question is that I had trauma about a year ago, and I won't go into it unless you want to know what the trauma was, but I can't get over it, and I see a counselor, and I know, you know, you're not a psychologist, but I see a counselor, but I still can't get over it. So what I do is I drink because I can't stand not being able to get over it, and it just keeps on revolving through my mind.
Right.
Basically, I lost everything because I was so distraught one day that I thought I lost one of my my boys, my dogs, and he's not lost. He's here with me, but I at the time I right. thought I lost him with the coyotes, because we go hiking in the mountains. And the thing is that I got a couple of 5150s, and therefore, you know, everything that I, my job and everything that I owned was taken and destroyed and or whatever. And so anyways, I can't get over this trauma.
Right. And, well, what I would share, Jesus, is this, is, you know, very common what you're talking about, regardless of what the trauma is, and I'm sorry you had that experience, but regardless of what the trauma is, your what you just described is very, very common. Talk about the cycle and then also doing something to try to numb the pain, right? In your case, you talk about drinking, which is very common, right? But the thing is number one, is we have to realize that we have to take charge of the issue because it's ours, right? We understand that the trauma is our issue, not our counselor's, not anybody else's. And then saying, okay, what are we going to do with it? You know, do we want to hang on to it anymore? Sometimes at a certain level, we don't want to let it go because, quite honestly, it becomes familiar. You know, that hurt and that trauma piece, and we stay in a stuck cycle. The other piece is sometimes energetically too, we have to shift the entire focus. But it can, you know, without going through a whole, you know, makeup. And you talked about that you're seeing a counselor, which is great. Is, you know, trying to work through different stages of it. It's just like grief, right? And then trying to move through it in a healthy way. And then, you know, trying to put it behind you in a sense, or make it work for you instead of you working for it.
You know, you're almost like a counselor too, Dean. Did you know that?
Well, sometimes, you know, I kind of joked one time with my wife, and I said, gosh, it feels like, especially during the pandemic, when we were all locked down, there was kind of a rash of a lot of people because I said, geez, it kind of feels like lately I haven't been doing readings, but more, and I hate to say the word counseling because I'm not a counselor, but it was more of just a good ear, right? So somebody to listen and not be judgmental and, you know, but in a sense, it was almost kind of, you know, somebody just to try to give some guidance, so to speak. So sometimes it works out that way. However, I'm asked to serve, George. That's the way it works out.
Dean, give out your websites, if you would, sir.
MilitaryMedium.com or DeanMcMurray.com.
We've got that linked up at CoastToCoastAM.com as well. We're going to come back in just a moment with Dean and take final phone calls. Don't forget to sign up for our free YouTube station by just going to Coast to Coast AM Official in the YouTube search bar. Or to make it easier for you, everything's on the right side of the CoastToCoastAM.com website. Click them all. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we got it. On our next Coast to Coast program, pharmacist Ben joins us from criticalhealthnews.com to give us some tips on building our immunity. And then later on in the program, Nick Begich joins us, controlling the human mind. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Dean McMurray as we talk about his work as a medium. Dean, is it a slam dunk that our loved ones who have passed on will be there when it's our turn?
Yeah, that is my belief that, you know, when we cross over, our loved ones are going to be there waiting for us without a doubt.
And is it, do we show emotion on the other side?
You know, when spirit comes, you know, comes back to match a vibration of communicating with us, they express just enough so we, I guess, can validate who they are. But in reality, spirit doesn't isn't expressing, you know, emotion because they're just at a state, they're vibrating at a state of what they call love, right? That one constant state of vibration. So it's not sad, mad, whatever, they just are.
What's the difference between a spirit and a ghost?
So, you know, the old adage, what's the difference between a spirit and a ghost? Sometimes it comes down to labels, but the thing that I would share is a spirit is that which when somebody crosses and goes into heaven, if you will. And a ghost is that which chooses to, that soul that chooses not to transition to heaven, right? So you think
exactly.
of more of a haunting. And, of course, there's nuances within that, whether earthbound soul or different things like that. But
let's go to Judy in the Ozarks in Missouri. Hello, Judy. Thanks for holding.
Oh, honey, thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
And I would appreciate, I'm going to ask you two questions. The first one is a confirmation type question, yes or no, I don't need to know more. Did my ex-husband die a natural death?
It feels like yes.
Okay. And my other question is my daughter has had horrific health problems forever after a first car accident that left her with blood clots that had traveled and all kinds of problems. And then she got Lyme disease and got every type of aspect that you can get from Lyme disease. Hmm. And now she has four types of cancer and one that has been discovered. So I'm wondering, is it possible? I have been a meditator for almost 50 years. Yeah. And I went to go try to make peace in a loving way. And a relative stepped in and right in front of my eyes changed, I think maybe the reptilian you were talking about, and said, get away.
Mm.
And I was wondering if there's any way that my daughter's health problems might have something to do with the curse.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know about curse, but, you know, it could be. There are nuances when you start going down that road. But absolutely, anytime, Judy, when you change the vibration, and you know this with meditation, is anytime that you're changing the vibration from a positive to a negative, you're starting to get into the frequency of diseases and illness. And so if we can shift it, there is a chance that, you know, things can be turned around. It certainly helps anyways. It helps augment traditional medicines as well.
So I understand. I was prompted to tell you or to share with you something I found out, if I may.
Sure, go ahead, Judy.
In my meditations, I found out that when you go back to past lives, there are two different types of past lives. There's a genealogical, physical, genetic past life, and then there's the spiritual past lives. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily have anything to do with a family.
Right.
And I've found people who don't know that there is a difference.
Right, right. Well, and the thing that we, you know, that does have a similarity is both are in the past, right? And to not stay stuck on that energy that's in the past, but learn enough from that. But that's a great point that you brought up, Judy. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thanks, Judy. I hope everything works out for you.
Yes, well wishes. Yes.
Next up, Craig's with us in Vancouver in Canada, west of the Rockies. Craig, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet. We're next to the Rockies. Thanks for taking my call, George. And,
sure thing.
Tom, he's such a great guy. Also, thanks to Premier Networks. And if I can give a little plug to WGNS out of Tennessee for their international streams, that would be great.
Perfect.
Dean, great name. It's my brother's, too. In the 1960s, there was a guy named Lobsang Rampa, and he had a PhD. He was a clairvoyant and a psychic medium, a healer. He wrote about things like the third eye and the long gray cord, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But some people called him a charlatan.
Okay.
So the poor guy had to live with that over his head, you know, for his life.
Absolutely.
And I wonder if you can tell us something about him, and also, do you face the same kind of skepticism? Thanks very much.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. Well, first off, Craig, thank you for your call. And interesting, because you're calling from Canada, as a lot of people don't know, is a lot of my family actually originates from Canada.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, correlation. But one of the things that this individual that you bring up is I have never studied him. But interesting enough is that that information, as far as who he was and his credibility, I really can't speak to. But I guess if you were asking as far as channeling his information. It actually feels like the guy, as far as the past information, it feels like that he was actually legit. But the thing that I want to go with is this, is, yeah, and every industry and every work that you do, you're going to face criticism. You're going to face the people that don't believe or don't believe in you. And so whether people, have I faced folks that said, Dean, you're full of it, or I believe that you're pulling the wool over. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely I have. I don't make balloon animals for a living, and certainly it's a rough business to be in, because it's not only, you have people on both sides of the aisle. And but absolutely. But that's a great question, Craig. I don't have any basis to really answer that question on, other than, just tuning into his energy. But it feels, for the most part, that initially, just reading the energy right at the top, it feels like he was legit.
Let's go to Devorah in Santa Rosa, California. Thanks for holding, Devorah.
How are you doing, George?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Dean, how are you?
I'm good, Devorah. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks.
Great.
Taking my call, guys.
Absolutely.
Sure.
What's your question today?
Okay, so I have a hell of questions, but the one I picked was, we all know it's been a really hard year.
Sure has.
But I'm in between jobs right now, and I'm feeling like I have no direction on where I should go next.
She needs a little direction, Dean.
As far as, let me get a little bit of clarification, Devorah. Now, no direction as far as where to go. Are you talking about job or physically go?
Not physically. So what I'm talking about is I have a lot of interest.
Like what to do next? What's the next big project type deal?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that I would say, Devorah, is Archangel Gabriel, actually, this is interesting. Archangel Gabriel is really big within your energy, right? So big with the communication aspect. And it's interesting, because I don't know if you've ever thought about working with nonprofits or children. It feels like, and I kept on seeing like crowds of people around you, and almost like giving directions or like seminars or classes to kids. And it was interesting, and it felt to have the vibe of almost like a nonprofit type deal. So this could be either working for them, maybe you're the next creator of a niche that hasn't been addressed yet, but that's what it felt like to me. And that's what I kept on seeing. It's interesting, because there is a big female energy that keeps on directing. She kind of keeps on putting a finger in my face and kind of stomping her foot and be like, you tell her that she is more powerful than what she realizes, and that she will, do great and tremendous, tremendous things. And this is the lady that is connected to not only lilacs, but also is very specific with Blue Jays. I almost went to Cardinals, but right away it was the Blue Jays for her. And it was interesting. But the thing is big, big support, not only for you on the spirit aspect, but it feels like a lot of clarity coming up, especially in a couple months for you.
Do you ever get to the point where you get inundated from the spirit world?
Like almost too much stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there has been times where it's just like, I need to take a break. Sometimes there is a lot of information that starts flowing, and it's like, all right, guys, we need to take 10, so...
Let's go to Daniel in Albany, New York. Hi, Daniel. Thanks for calling.
Hello, George, and hello, Dean.
Hello, Daniel.
I've been hoping for years to talk to someone who has psychic ability, so thank you very much.
Sure.
Absolutely. What's
my
your question?
My question is, about 15 years ago, I severely injured my spine, and it's been getting worse and worse to the point where when I stand up, I'm pretty severely bent over.
Right.
There's a doctor down in New York City who's willing to do fusion surgery, which involves the titanium rods and all that stuff. But I've heard from some people who say it works and some people who say they wish they never had it done. And it's really the biggest decision of my life so far.
And how old are you, Daniel?
61.
Oh, you're still young. You're still young. What's the
young guy?
Dean, I know you don't give medical advice, but what do you feel?
Right. Well, right. And, you know, that was always the caveat around that. And, you know, the medical intuitive aspect of me says twofold. One, that, you know, this has, you know, potential to really give you some quality of life, right? But then there's another aspect, too, that is trying to give the holistic aspect a shot first. So here's the thing that I'm going to share, Daniel, is really taking time, and I know it's hard, but taking time to try to get clarity for yourself as you move forward and trying to really discern for yourself and maybe ask for a sign around it. But, you know, to be quite honest, if you keep identifying with the issue, then it's going to end up going to more the traditional route, the surgery. That's what I feel. But, you know, a lot of times the holistic aspect, if it causes no other harm, you know, that could give you some viability and not be a finality. Because I know when they start fusing stuff, then there's not much else they can do.
Do you see future events too, Dean?
Yeah, sometimes you know, get future events, some clairvoyance or premonitions, if you will. And you know, sometimes when I sit down, I actually have a big three-ring journal. I call it channel journal, and where I would sit down and take notes from you know, different entities, like different archangels or, actually, believe it or not, some guidance from some world leaders. You know, I thought it would be interesting to channel a little guidance from either Lincoln or John F. Kennedy.
Hmm.
And because they were before my time, right? So I was like, hey, that'd be kind of interesting. But the problem I have with that, even as a psychic medium, was how do I validate who I am, you know? Obviously, I can't reach out to Abe Lincoln's, I don't know, sister.
Are you ever tricked?
As far as...
By a spirit?
No, you know, the only time that I was ever tricked, we go back to the story about the reptilian possession. And that was saying when, you know, is everything good here? And as far as is everything, you know, am I done? And I would kept on getting a yes. And so then I would leave. Like, it wanted me to leave. It didn't want me to be around anymore. So that's the only time that I've ever gotten tricked.
Dean, I want to thank you for being on the program. Come back again. You're always invited, okay?
All right. Thanks, George. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for your service. And thank you to all the men and women out there that serve.
You too. 25 years in the Army. Good for you. That's truly remarkable. On our next Coast to Coast program, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us for a couple hours talking about your health issues. And yes, we will be taking phone calls. And then Nick Begich joins us to talk about controlling the human mind. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.